Most polls show the U.S. Senate race is being too close to call. The Denver Post recently gave incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Udall a narrow edge over his Republican challenger, Congressman Cory Gardner, but the numbers were also within the margin of error. A separate USA Today poll gives Gardner a one-point lead.
There's no doubt that these races are important. There's no doubt that votes are going to matter. And there's no doubt that these races are going to be really strongly contested until Election Day.
That's Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders. He says when looking at new polls, it's important to note who conducted it and whether it follows the general trend.
When you see multiple polls come out on the same day that have a wide amount of variation between them, I think you have to remember that polling firms differ. And there's a lot of differences in how they conducted the survey. There's a lot of differences in how they choose to sample.
For instance, a poll from Quinnipiac University put Governor John Hickenlooper 10 points behind his Republican challenger, Bob Beaupre. And in the Senate race, Udall was 8 points behind Gardner. Saunders says even though the poll was conducted from a nonpartisan perspective, it raises questions.
There's going to be many, many more polls in this race. And the more polls we have and the more transparency we have with regard to their methodology, we can get more certainty about that outcome. If there is change, and change can occur, and Quinnipiac may be on to something with their Beaupre and Gardner findings, but we need a lot more confirmation when we see an outlier than we do when we see polls that are generally in line with a trend.
Saunders says the methodology may be flawed because the poll is overcalculating how many Republicans will turn up at the polls on Election Day compared to Democrats. The GOP is widely believed to be more enthusiastic going into this midterm election, but Saunders says the poll exaggerated this enthusiasm gap. Most analysts agree the race for governor and U.S. Senate are toss-ups. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.